It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. With Election Day just a handful of months away, as part of our local coverage, we're turning some laundromats in the New York metro area into hubs of civic dialogue. We're calling the project Suds and Civics. George Bodarkey, who leads our community partnerships desk, will stop by Morning Edition from time to time over the next several months to share what his desk is hearing between you, well, you know, wash cycles. George, you've visited several laundromats over the last few weeks. What issues are people most focused on?
Across the board, issues related to the economy are top of mind. People are concerned about rising housing and food costs. Immigration is also a huge issue locally. At Jason's Laundromat in Huntington Station out in Suffolk County, Orlando Yanis had strong opinions. He came to the U.S. from Guatemala around 40 years ago and says he wants to see tougher border control. He says too many bad people are coming to America.
This country is built by immigrants, and everybody has like some opportunity to do something good. And those guys sound like kind of like garbage coming to America, and then we're sick and tired of seeing those things.
We met Fernando Mateo at the same laundromat. He also came to the U.S. from Guatemala. He's been here for 6 years. Mateo says the challenges of not yet being a citizen have forced him to put his dreams of becoming a graphic designer on hold. He says he wants to see a faster path to citizenship.
Things are getting like really, really harder and impossible for us to live, so that's what made me to drop college. The money I was earning wasn't enough. Even though my parents were helping me, wasn't enough. I applied for a scholarship and all that stuff, but they said that they couldn't be able to help me because of my immigration status and all that. I feel like I'm tied in my both hands because I really want to do so many things in my life.
George, housing and the cost of it are such pervasive issues in our area. Did those come up?
Yeah, for sure, Michael. It's such an important issue for so many people. Take Allie Hoffman, who we met at Fountain Square Laundry in Beacon, New York. She's originally from North Carolina, but was living in New York City before moving to the Hudson Valley.
When I moved here, it was kind of like a reprieve from city rental prices. But now here, it's almost like instead of being a town that's benefited from tourism, it's kind of changing economically.
29-year-old Pierce Johnston, who grew up in Beacon, echoed that sentiment.
I would love to be able to live, you know, not on the outskirts of town. I know a huge thing here is just the crazy rent prices you get. You get people that buy houses here, flip them, and try to sell them for over $1 million.
It's one thing for people to talk about it, George, but are these issues driving more people to the polls?
Yeah, well, at 14th Laundry in Astoria, Queens, we talked with Dan Rodriguez. He was born in Puerto Rico and moved to the city some 20 years ago. Rodriguez describes himself as a progressive, Michael. He says he goes to the polls, but doesn't think his vote matters considering where he lives.
The more you're already in an area where everybody else more or less agrees with you, the less your individual kind of vote feels like it matters. Like, yeah, I mean, this area is going to go blue no matter whether I personally go out and vote or not. But also, yeah, it's part of the whole deal with, you know, being a citizen. You want to be part of the country. All right, well, go and, you know, let the country know what you think.
Alan Yee was washing and folding alongside Rodriguez. He says the last time he went to the polls was to vote in the mayoral election in 2021, and he does have plans to cast a ballot this November.
I feel like we have to keep our electeds responsible or accountable, and voting is just the basic way of doing that.
So that was in Astoria, George. You also spend time at laundromats in Brooklyn, Staten Island, and New Jersey. What did you hear there?
Bruce Baxter was washing his clothes at Stye Wash and Dry in East New York. He says he's politically active, but thinks a lot of people are disillusioned with their choices at the polls.
As far as voting goes, I usually go out and do my voting. But to be honest with you, a lot of people have become very jaded about voting, local politicians, because there's a lot of corruption there. So when the public starts to realize that there's a lot of corruption in politics and voting, they lose interest, and they simply don't come out and vote.
We met Jessica Marcano at Bubbles R Us in Paterson, New Jersey. She also expressed feeling a bit jaded, but says that's not going to stop her from casting a ballot.
This year, I'm going to vote. I don't know for who, but, you know. You know what it is, too? Like, all they do is just promise. That's all they do. Empty promises. But let's see what happens.
On Staten Island, Joseph Esposito was doing a wash at Star Laundry. He's from Brooklyn, but has been living on Staten Island for nearly two decades. He says he already knows who he's voting for in November.
Trump is all the way. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about Trump. All the way. Did you ever go to the grocery store? The other day I went to the grocery store, cost me $200. I got nothing. Brought nothing back. I think he's going to bring back our economy. Close the borders? That's just me.
George, have you come across people in laundromats who are not eligible to vote? And if so, what are you hearing from them?
Yes, for sure. We've been talking to people who can't vote because they aren't U.S. citizens, like Fernando Mateo, who we heard from just moments ago. Mm-hmm. And overwhelmingly, they want to vote. They say that they want their voices heard. Angel Hernandez was doing his wash at Jason's Laundromat in Huntington Station. He's from Honduras and has been in the U.S. for 2.5 years. Hernandez says he works in construction, but he's struggling to make ends meet, and he just wants to see a leader in office who will help migrants.
No sé por qué uno elige el presidente que se vea bueno, que prometa y que le ayude al emigrante también, porque me gustaría que también los emigrantes tuvieran un derecho o un acceso, porque todos tenemos una oportunidad que Dios regaló, algo libre. Entonces me gustaría que todos también, de que Diosito viera y pusiera la mano y...
So that's just some of what we heard at laundromats across the region in the last several weeks. Our Suds and Civics project continues, Michael, and you can expect to hear more of the voices we capture in the weeks and months ahead on Morning Edition. And if you don't wash clothes at a laundromat but still want to tell us what's on your mind, email me at sudsandcivics@wnyc.org, and I'll happily send you a link to a survey we put together with our partners at a group called America Amplified.
George, what are the goals of this project, and how will you use what you're hearing at laundromats?
We have a few goals with this project, among them to better understand local concerns and share diverse voices and perspectives. We're going to distill what we learn and use those insights to help inform WNYC's election coverage over the coming months. And we also hope our chats at laundromats about voting and political participation encourage more people to take part in the democratic process.
And maybe visit a laundromat as well, George.
Get a wash done.
That's right. George Bodarkey is Community Partnerships Editor in the WNYC Newsroom. Look for him at a laundromat near you. George, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Michael.